السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى: فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: وسارعوا إلى مغفرة من ربكم وجنة أرضها كأرض السماء والأرض، أعدت للذين آمنوا بالله ورسله، ذلك فضل الله يؤتيه من يشاء والله ذو الفضل العظيم. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه أنه قال: سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول في خطبته: نقوا أبدانكم بصوم شعبان لصيام رمضان، فما من عبد يصوم منه ثلاثة أيام إلا غفرت له ذنوبه، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. With the mercy and blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the holy month of Sha'ban is already started. And our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has regarded this month as his special month. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encourages us, the believers, to compete with others with regard to the a'mal and ibadat in hereafter. Allah Ta'ala said, wasari'u, hasten, run fast, compete, ila maghfirati min rabbikum, towards the maghfirat and forgiveness of your sustenance, and wa jannatin, towards the paradise, arduha ka ardi samai wal ard, which is wider than the skies, heavens, and the earth. And u'iddat, it is already prepared. For whom? لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرُسُلِهِ, for those who believe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one Allah, and all the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the fadlullah, this is the favors and blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah ta'ala grants these blessings and favor in tawfiq to whom He wish. يُؤْتِيهِ مَنْ يَشَاء وَاللَّهُ ذُو الْفَضْلِ الْعَظِيمِ. And this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all the deserve of all the fadl and greatness and all kind of glorifications. Our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hadrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, narrates that in one of the khutbah prior to the Sha'ban, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraged the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala al-ma'in, and through the Sahaba to the Ummah at large till the Yawm al-Qiyamah, that Nakku abdanukum bisawm Sha'ban, you must purify your bodies from filth and dirt, internal and external, physical and spiritual. Bisha'ban, in the holy month of Sha'ban, fasting during the month of Sha'ban, li siyami Ramadan, so you must ready, prepared for the holy month of Ramadan. And then he said, any person who fast during the month of Sha'ban for 3 days, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive all his sins. So this is the benefit of fasting during the month of Sha'ban to prepare the for the holy month of Ramadan. Now, Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala alayhi majma'in used to observe our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam very closely, every action, every word uttered by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they were eagerly captured, and if they do not understand, they used to ask the question, Ya Rasulullah, why are you doing like this? Why are you said like this? We did not understand this phrase of yours. So then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to elaborate and explain. So here is Hazrat Usama bin Zayd radiallahu ta'ala an. Now Usama bin Zayd radiallahu ta'ala an was like adopted child of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Like Hazrat Zayd radiallahu ta'ala an was the adopted son of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Mutabanna, and Hazrat Zayd's son Usama radiallahu ta'ala an was like a grandson of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to treat him just like Hazrat Hassan and Hussein radiallahu anhuma. The way he used to, you know, love and show his kindness with Hazrat Hassan and Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, the beloved sons of Hazrat Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha. Similarly, Hazrat Usama, although he used to do, he was the grandson, he was the son of the slave. Hazrat Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu was the slave, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam freed him and made him his own, declared him as his own adopted son. So his son, yani grandson of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Usama, was very close. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to play with him, used to be with in his company all the time, in and out. So he asked the question. Hazrat Usama bin Zayd radiallahu ta'ala said, I ask, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I observe you, we found you that you are fasting during the month of Shaaban, the way you're not fasting in any other months. What is the significance? Why are you fasting so many days? And almost Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala narrated one other riwayat that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam almost used to fast the whole month of Shaaban. So on this question, an inquiry, our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained the reason of it. The first reason, he said, this is the month, the most of the people are neglectful about it. That people are not paying attention towards it. إِسَ ذَلَكَ شَهْرٌ يَغْفُلُ النَّاسُ عَنْهُ بَيْنَ رَجَبَ وَرَمَضَانَ. This is the month, and most of the people are neglectful, heedless about the virtues and importance of this month, which falls between the holy month of Rajab, which is the Shahrullah, and the great month of the year, the month of Ramadan. Because people pay more attention towards Rajab, because the marriage took place in that month, and this is the month of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and one of the Ashhurul Hurum, the sacred month. That's why people are more concerned about Rajab. Then they look forward towards Ramadan. Ramadan is coming. So whole month of Shaaban, they are heedless, neglectful. They don't care about Shaaban because they are looking forward towards the Ramadan. The whole month of Shaaban, what they do? They prepare, they shopping around, making sure that everything should be ready and prepared for Ramadan, iftar and suhoor, so they don't have to run around during the month of Ramadan. So they are preparing and occupying themselves for welcoming the month of Ramadan. That's why the holy month of Shaaban is just neglected, heedless. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that is the reason why I am fasting during the month of Shaaban when others are not paying attention towards it. To draw their attention, to show them how important this holy month of Shaaban is well. And another reason Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is given, that wahuwa shahrun, the holy month of Shaaban is the month, turfa'u fihi a'malu ila rabbil alameen, that the deeds and a'mal of the people raise towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, rabbul alameen. Fa'uhibu an yurfa'a amali wa ana sa'imun. Look at the enthusiasm and zeal of our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He say, I love that when my amal, my deeds presented in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during this month, so I should be in the state of fasting. When the angel present my book of deed in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he must say that this is the amal of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and I found him when I was collecting this amal, he was fasting. See, this is what the enthusiasm we all should have from the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, the first reason that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that people are neglectful. So the wise person is that, intelligent person is that, who take advantage of the opportunity, and we have to be at the right place at the right time to gain maximum reward and the thawab from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala appreciates that kind of activities and a'mal. So, ulama explained, the Sha'ban is a month of rehearsal, the month of practice. You know, any game, football, soccer, basketball, baseball, cricket, or wrestling, or, you know, when they go to play the actual play or game into the stadium, prior to that, the days and weeks and months, they rehearsal every day. So many hours. You know, keep their body fit and practice more and more. So when the actual game, the day of game comes, they can win the game. They can, you know, show their most activeness in there. That's why they prepare prior to the real actual game. So this is the month of Sha'ban, in which if a person is fasting for few days, you don't need to fast the whole month of Sha'ban, but if at least if he fasts every Monday and Thursdays, as was the usual practice of our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam throughout the year, every Monday and Thursday he used to fast, and then the 3 days of Sha'ban, 13, 14 and 15, Ayyamul Bidh, if you just fast those 3 days, and this every Monday and Thursday, that will be sufficient for the practice. That's why his body will be fit, and he has some kind of discipline and some kind of energy to welcome the holy month of Ramadan. So when Ramadan comes, he doesn't feel anything extra burden or hunger or thirst, because he's getting used to during the month of Sha'ban to staying hungry and thirsty. So it becomes its habits. When it becomes a habit, then it's not difficult and hard for him to go through with the whole month of Ramadan. Very easily, practically, he will go through smoothly during the month of Ramadan. Already he practiced and he rehearsed about fasting, staying hungry and thirsty during the month of Sha'ban. That's one of the reasons. So there are, ulama explained, there are 4 ways we always can achieve maximum benefit through the little amal. Number one, doing amal when others are not doing. Number two, doing what isn't expected from you to do. Number three, doing more of what everybody is doing. And number four, doing quicker and with more enthusiasm and zeal. So these are the some ways of shining ourselves or becoming first in exam or pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, showing our gratitude, showing our enthusiasm, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves this kind of amal done for his sake and for his pleasure. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Sallu wa nasu niyam," is a part of the hadith, the lengthy hadith of Abdullah ibn Salam radiallahu ta'ala. So he said, "Sallu wa nasu niyam," that you must be on musalla and you must pray salat when all other people are sleeping. See, This is the right place at the right time. People are neglectful. They are sleeping, snoring. And you woke up, you break your sleep. And you are on musalla. Between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, conversation is taking place. Sallu wa nasu niyam. It is not for us. It's not obligatory. But this is what Allah loves. Allah appreciates when all other people are resting, sleeping. Look at my servant. He broke his sleep, he spoiled his sleep, and he stood in front of me to my pleasure. So whatever he is going to ask me, I am going to give him. Because this is a special occasion. This is a special time when all other people are neglectful. And he is aware and he is so diligent. He is worried and concerned about his akhirah, about his sin. He's asking forgiveness, let me forgive him. He's asking for risk, let me increase his risk. If he's suffering from any disease, let me cure him. He's having some problem, let me remove his problem. Why? Because it's a special time. This is unusual, awkward time. It's a resting time. And he made an effort. He sacrificed for my pleasure. This is what Allah loves. Sallu wa nasu niyam. Other people are sleeping, and this is what the time for us to shine in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, distinguish ourselves from the others. So you must give when others are withholding. Another example, that people are stingy or they are not that much generous and they're not giving any donation or any charity. At that time, although you are not rich compared to others, but when people are not showing their generosity, you show, you give it out of your way. So if you give the time of sadaqah and charity when others are not doing that much, they are not writing the names that much, you are giving. So that amount which you are going to spend as a donation, charity, other than zakat, zakat is obligatory, we have to pay it regardless. But this is the extra. When no one is paying attention to help any needy and poor person in our family, in our friend circle, in our community, and you know about it. So out of your way, although you cannot afford it, but still you are sacrificing few dollars and helping him out financially. That's the act loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The moment you give in this kind of circumstances, when you are in need of it, and you sacrificing your need and fulfilling the needs of the other, at the same time, the angel is appointed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he is making dua for you. Allahumma a'ti munfikan khalfan. O Allah, grant him more who spend for your needy and destitute person. So one side, you thinking the money is going out of your pocket, but the other side, angel is making dua for your barakat and blessing. Some other way, Allah is going to grant you more. Man jaa bil hasanati falahu ashru amsalih. If you spend $1 in this kind of situation, in circumstances, Allah is going to grant you $10 in reward, at least. That should be our yaqeen, that should be our enthusiasm. Likewise, you are reciting the Holy Quran when others are not reading. They are not opening the Quran, they are not touching. For example, after Fajr time, everybody goes away. No one in the masjid. After Maghrib Salat, no one is sitting there. And now you opening the Quran, you reciting one chapter, one page, whatever Allah give tawfiq. That is the time the whole masjid is empty. No one is reciting. Everybody is neglectful. And you are taking care of the time, utilizing the time in the recitation and tilawat of the Quran when no one else is reading. This is the opportunity. Likewise, during the month of Shaaban, people are not fasting. They are, as I said, they are looking forward to the month of Ramadan to fast. They are waiting for Ramadan to fast. In these days, no one is fasting. Now, if you are fasting, when others, the household, the people, the relatives, your friends, they are not fasting, you are alone fasting, that fast, Allah is going to appreciate more. Because generally, everybody praying salat, in the masjid is full, is general, is common. Everybody is participating. is not outstanding, it's not extraordinary. Everybody is doing, so you are doing with the flow. Everybody is fasting month of Ramadan, so it's not anything extra. Everybody is fasting, or you are also fasting with them. But when no one is fasting, and then you fast alone in the whole town, in the whole house, in the whole family, that is outstanding. That is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. It comes in one riwayat to that extent, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is appreciating our little deed, my brothers and sisters. This is the point we all have to understand. It comes in the riwayat, when no one is fasting, and this obviously this is nafal, optional fast, it is not faraz or wajib, optional. You have option, you fast, you cannot fast. But you taking that advantage, you taking that opportunity and utilizing, you know, in fasting, no one is fasting, you are alone fasting, and you don't have to expose your fast. You don't have to propagate. With ikhlas and sincerity, fasting is only the ibadah, is only the amal with full ikhlas and sincerity. No one knows except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If a person is performing salat, even is performing salat alone, other than the usual time, but the person, people come and see, oh, he is standing, I mean he is praying salat. They can know about it. Or you giving charity, sadaqah to some needy person, a person who is receiving, he knows that someone is giving me something, so it's not hidden, it's not secret, it's exposed. So sadaqah khairat is exposed, your salat is exposed. You're sitting with the Holy Quran, people can say, oh, he's reciting Quran. So it's not secret, it's exposed. You have tasbih in your hands, you're making zikrullah, people can see. Are you going for Umrah and Hajj, you're making tawaf of the Kaaba, people can see. Sa'i bayna safa, all the actions are exposed. You cannot hide it. Someone will know about it. Only the fasting is the amal, no one knows. It's not written on the forehead that this person is fasting. Until he does not tell anyone. Until the evening, no one will know that he was fasting whole day. Right? It's not happened that if you fast, your color change. While you're fasting, you become blue. It doesn't happen, right? No one will know. So it comes in the riwayat, when no one is fasting, and he is fasting for the sake of Allah, to gain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah loves that act so much, he appoints the angel specially for him. In the lunch time, everybody is sitting, his co-workers or his family members sitting on the table, and they are eating. And in he's alone in the group, he's not eating because he's fasting. He excuses himself, no, I'm not feeling right now. I'm not hungry. Some excuse. He's not fast. He's not eating. All other people in front of him are eating, busy eating. So that angel keep on making dua-e maghfirat for that fasting person until all other people finish their food. Opportunity. This is the, you know, appreciation by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. While staying hungry, others are eating in front of him, angels is making dua, keep on making dua in maghfirat until they finish their food. 15 minutes, 20 minutes, half an hour, whatever time they spend in lunch, this angel is making dua all the time for that fasting person. We have to grab this opportunity. And the second point, my brothers, that you do when people not expected you to do. For example, that you are in need of something and someone came and he asked you for help. And exactly that same time you need that amount, you need that money. But you say, okay, I'll tolerate, I'll make some arrangement, but take this money. You have saved some money to buy the new car or furniture or some other need. Someone came, hey, I need $5,000. Can you give me? You think for a while that I need this $5,000. I have spared for this reason, for this purpose. I need it for this. But I can delay it. Okay, take it. And this is the quality of the Ansar of Madina Munawwara. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala highlighted in Surah Al-Hashr. Yusiruna ala anfusihim walau kana bihim khasasa. They give preference over themselves even though they were in need of that. And at the time, if you help and you assist someone else while you are in need of it, this is the act loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the most. Rasulullah, you have argument with somebody and you have all the rights to defeat him, but you are letting go. I'm not going to fight, I'm not going to quarrel, I'm not going to, you know, apply any case against him. I'm going to forgive him for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you show this kind of action, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves it. It comes in one of the riwayat, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned that ana za'imun bi baitin fi rabdil jannah liman tarakal miraa wa in kana muhikkan. I guarantee Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the most, you know, as-sadiq al-amin, the truthful, trustworthy Rasul of Allah, Sayyidul Anbiya, he is promising, he is giving guarantee. He said, I guarantee a house in Jannah for one who gives up arguing and fighting, even if he is in the right side. For the sake of Allah, okay, I overlook, I don't have to have any argue. And you have all the rights to argue and fight, but you forgive him. So this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves the most. Allah ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, Wallahu yuhibbul muhsinin. Wallahu yuhibbul muhsinin. Allah loves those who do the ihsan, who go out of their way to fulfill the rights of the others. Number three, quickly, do more than others are doing. For example, Alhamdulillah, everybody is praying five times salat, right? They are only praying five times salat, but you pray more. You pray tahajjud, ishraq, chas, awabin. So this is more than what others are doing. They are only praying five times salat. Or for example, they come for Isha and they just pray nine rakat, right? Isha salat is 17 rakat. Or Zohar salat is 12 rakat. They're only praying 4 rakat for us and they're going away. Juma is 14 rakat. They just pray 2 rakat, they go away. But you stand in, you're completing all 14 rakat of Juma. After the faraz, you still pray 2 sunnat, 4 sunnat, 2 nafal. And people are standing outside joking and cracking the joke. You are utilizing that time. You are doing more than others are doing. You're praying more than others are praying. You're spending more money in path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than the others. Rich people that's giving zakat 2.5% during the month of Ramadan, that is obligatory for us. But you are going giving more than that, more charity, more donation out of your way. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves, you know, from your side. Number three, they're just fasting in the month of Ramadan, but as I said, you fast more than what the people are fasting every Monday, every Thursday, and 3 days of Ayyami Bid. This is more than what others are not doing. Number four points, my brothers, do it quickly with enthusiasm and others are not doing. For example, Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, Ummul Mu'mineen narrates, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to be with us at home, relaxing, talking, joking, you know, as a family member. And all of a sudden he used to hear the azan, Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anha, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. He used to jump from our side and used to run to the masjid as if he doesn't know us anymore. I'm your wife, I'm your children. The moment before you were so close to us, joking and talking. What happened? All of a sudden, you change, you neglect us, you forget us, and you're running out of, you know, house. What happened? Why you change? I say, the muazzin is calling now. No other activity, no other relationship, no other enjoyment. Now my duty, my concern is to respond to the call of Allah, the muazzin. The muazzin is calling, ahiyya ala salah, ahiyya ala al-falah. I have to run towards it. I have to leave everything. This is what. And Hadrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ayyul amali ahabbu ilallah. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there are so many amal, there are so many activities we are doing, but we don't know which amal, which act of us loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the most. I want to know that, so I can do that. You see the intellect of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they always used to ask the question to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to learn more and more, so utilize the time in the right way, in the correct way. So they can gain a maximum benefit with the little amal. That was their intention. So he asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ayyul amali ahabbu ilallah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, As-salatu ala waqtiha. There are so many other jihad and birrul walidain, but my point is as-salatu ala waqtiha. To pray salat on its time. Just time is begin, pray. Don't delay it. Don't be lazy. Respond to the call of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala immediately. What the generally people do? Oh, still 10 minutes. I can do this. Then I'll go to the salat. I'll catch the imam. No. The moment you hear azan, leave everything. Run towards it. Show your enthusiasm. Show your zeal. And show your readiness, eagerness to grab that opportunity to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we are delaying. We're coming here, we're standing there, talking. Oh, I can get the last rakat. Still I counted in the jamaat. That is our mentality. But this is not the right way, because this is the mentality of the hypocrites, the munafiqeen. May Allah save all of us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has highlighted their this bad habit. They used to come to Masjid al-Nabawi to show off. They were not Muslim. They were not true believers. But they were to pretend themselves, oh, we are also Muslim. We are also praying behind Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وَإِذَا قَامُوا إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ قَامُوا كُسَالَى يُرَاءُونَ النَّاسِ وَلَا يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. See how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala highlighted their bad habit in the Holy Quran. Expose that whenever they stand for prayer, they pray very lazily, very lazily. يُرَاءُونَ النَّاسِ, you are showing off, they are showing off. وَلَا يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ, they are not remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. So this is the habit we should not have. This is the habit of hypocrites, munafiq. We shouldn't be like that. We should be in the masjid before the time. That's why in one of the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, if these people, لو كان يعلمون ما في الصف الأول لكان قرآتهم, that if they know what is the reward standing in the first row, they will quarrel and fight, and they'll do the lots to get the opportunity, to grab the opportunity, to be in the first row. But we are not that kind of enthusiastic. We even come late, even there is a space in the first row, we don't want to come forward. We're standing behind. Like we don't need extra reward. We just came. You must appreciate that we are in the masjid. We did favor to you. We did favor to you. We came to the masjid at least. Now you expect us to be in the first row? This is our attitude towards the salat, towards the first row, towards the takbir ula. How much we are concerning to be in takbir ula. There was Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayhi said, last 70 years, it never happened that I came in the masjid after the muazzin. All 70 years of my life, I used to be next to the muazzin before he gives the azan. 70 years of the practice. And what is the condition of our salat in the masjid? How much enthusiasm we are showing towards the salat on time? So my brothers and sisters, we should get this kind of opportunity to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some of the ulama used to be you know, standing in the masjid between Maghrib and Isha. So people ask why? He said, this is the time people are neglectful. People pray Maghrib Salah, they go home and they come for Isha. So between Maghrib and Isha, no one staying in the masjid. So they used to utilize that time for the sake of Allah, for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so Allah can become happy and they can utilize this kind of opportunities for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah give us tawfiq, my brothers and sisters. The month of Shaaban is already arrived, and get ready for the month of Ramadan, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum.